B-Pod Studios.
Pat Egan standing by with all the takes.
Hey, Pat.
Hello.
What do you got?
So, injuries were abundant in the NFL this weekend. Maybe the only good thing was the Eagles didn't seem to have one. Obviously, Cam Akers left the game with the Rams with a rib injury. Now, the Falcons did Falcons things. They blew a 20-point lead to the Cowboys.
Wow.
Won it in the final seconds.
Wow.
The Falcons also lost their starting right tackle, Caleb McGarry, with a sprained MCL in that game. The Giants probably had the biggest loss of the day, as not only did they fall to the Bears 17-13, but they lost Saquon Barkley, which feared to be a torn ACL in the process.
Yeah, I really think Saquon Barkley is immensely talented. Like, I think with Ezekiel Elliott being in this, you know, obviously in the same division, I still think Saquon, overall talent-wise, is the better back. But them losing their number one target, their number one weapon, that's about it. And their wide receiver, they also lost a
Shepard
yesterday as well.
I didn't include that because he's not.
A lot of people went down.
He's okay. Yeah.
No, I understand that, but he's still one of their more.
Yeah, he's solid. He's something, I guess. He's better than J.J. Arcega-Whiteside.
That's for sure. You're better than J.J. Arcega-Whiteside.
Let's not get carried away.
Thank you so much.
Well,
I was talking to Jamie.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
The football team didn't suffer. The football team didn't suffer any injuries, but they did get blown out by the Cardinals 30-15. So, as it stands now, the Cowboys and the football team are tied for first place with 1-1, while the Eagles and the Giants, they battle it out in the basement. Some other injuries, though, in the NFL. The Broncos lost their starting quarterback in Drew Lock and their best wide receiver in Cortland Sutton.
Injuries for everybody.
It truly. The 49ers lost quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo and running back Raheem Mostert, as well as former third overall pick Solomon Thomas and second overall pick Nick Bosa. So Garoppolo had a high ankle sprain. Mostert suffered a mild MCL sprain. Solomon Thomas' injury is believed to be serious, and Bosa tore his ACL.
That's all.
They do play San Fran in, what, 3 weeks?
2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yeah, week after next.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, just in that game, that's all.
That's amazing.
Tyrod Taylor injured his chest during warm-ups, which paved the way for rookie Justin Herbert. Herbert played well, but after the game, Anthony Lynn said that if Taylor is healthy, then he is their starting quarterback. The Colts lost two key members, and Malik Hooker went out with an Achilles injury. Wide receiver Paris Campbell, he also went out.
All right, real quick on Herbert. That kid.
That's a game ago.
He can ball.
That's a game.
He found out 90 seconds before the game.
Yeah.
We moved on.
Yeah. Him and Josh Allen, too, were trucking people.
Tyrod Taylor got rushed to the hospital because he was experiencing chest pains. Scary.
Yeah, it is scary.
But he's their quarterback if they, if he's healthy. The Colts, they lost Malik Hooker and Paris Campbell, who, by the way, went two picks, after J.J. Arcega-Whiteside.
Yep.
He left with a knee injury. I'd still take him over J.J.
Okay.
Robbie Anderson, this is where we'll move on from the injury part.
Okay.
All right. Now, Robbie Anderson, who started Temple and went undrafted, he cashed in the offseason with Carolina. And while I guess he wasn't too familiar with the Panthers before signing, because this audio was caught in week one. I missed it, but shout out to Jamie Lynch on the assist here for pointing me in the direction of this amazing clip of Anderson seeing the Panthers mascot for the first time. Just take a listen.
That man doing?
Like a bear.
Panther.
That's their fur, bro.
Cool.
That's their fur.
How you say that?
Sir Purr.
Sir Purr. Oh, Sir Purr?
Wow.
You call him that?
That's his name.
So you be like, what's up, Sir Purr?
Hey, what's up, Sir Purr?
Sir Purr, he thought it was a bear. What's up with that bear up there?
Yeah.
That's my man. Let's go TU, baby.
So you call him that? As if he created the name.
Yeah,
what's up, Sir Purr?
Yeah. Like the real name of the cat is like Kitty Cat or something.
Yeah, like when he runs into him at Wawa, he's like, oh, what's up, Sir Purr?
And that's my question. How much interaction is there between players and mascots?
Usually,
I get, hey, what do you call him, Sir Purr? Like, he needed to know, so when he ran into him somewhere, he knew how to address him.
Everybody shops at Target, Bob. That's a good point, but.
How about two Temple head coaches facing off against
you? Yeah, how about that? Yeah. It's worth mentioning that in that game, the Carolina Panthers had, and I don't know what this is like, they had two wide receivers who caught over 100 yards.
What?
I swear.
You're lying.
That's no, it's possible.
That's not allowed in
and
the
Robbie,
NFL.
And Robbie was one of them, and Sir Purr was cheering for him.
Oh.
Yeah. Pretty hard.
Sir, okay, no, don't hot take me here.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sir Purr or J.J. Arcega-Whiteside?
Sir Purr.
Right? Yeah, me too. I'd have to say the same thing.
And DJ Moore was the other Philadelphia Finest product.
No, right.
I would take this James Thrash bobblehead over J.J. Arcega-Whiteside.
No, that's in the prize pool. Don't do that.
Can we take it out? I would take him over J.J. All right. Now on over to the basketball court. The former 18th overall pick, Ty Lawson, hasn't played in the NBA since 2018. He took his talents to China.
Yes.
But he just got kicked out.
Yeah, what did he say? He said something bad.
So, it was
on Saturday.
I don't think it was that bad.
Yeah, what's that?
So, Ty Lawson made some Instagram posts that the CBA apparently didn't appreciate. So, he said, quote, "Chinese women got cakes on the low. ... Might switch up on my stance soon. LOL, which stands for laughing out loud." Well, the CBA wasn't laughing and told Ty Lawson to kick rocks.
Because he then later posted a picture from a strip club.
Oh.
As if
with some cake.
And
with
I'm an idiot cakes. And apparently a huge nerd. Right. I didn't know that cake equals butt.
I figured it out.
I'm embarrassed.
I have never said to like my wife, "Hey, honey, nice cakes." Like that never happened.
Yeah.
But I kind of understood what he was talking about.
Well, hearing back to all these Rihanna songs, and there's literally a song, "Cake, Cake, Cake." It all makes sense now. And I missed it for all those years.
Have you seen the chubbiness of Ty Lawson? No wonder he's looking at a girl and thinking of her butt as food. Yeah.
What did you guys think Marie Antoinette meant when she said, "Let them eat cake"?
Oh,
Marie, you dirty girl.
That's why she got her head chopped off. They weren't ready for that.
Sexually progressive.
That's where that's probably where the term originated.
Yeah. Every once in a while, Egan makes me laugh.
Egan, God bless you.
All right, that's my time here today, guys. Finally, a Malaysian man lost his phone. Looked high and low for it. When his brother called it, he heard it in the jungle near his house, which is, okay.
Yeah, I hate when that happens.
Yeah, exactly, right? So he found the phone in the mud and checked it for clues as to who might have taken it, and that's when he got his answer. It was a monkey. So a monkey stole his phone from his bedside table, took some selfies before discarding the phone because it was an iPhone 6, and he's only looking for the iPhone Xs.
Oh, look at that. He tried to eat the phone.
And that. He took some... Well, it can't be.
I got a stat.
Don't do it. We have stats. We have this date in sports or history, whatever you want
to
do.
I didn't have time to look up at this.
We have some.
I have a stat.
Jamie has a stat. Atlanta stat.
You know what I love about all the takes is when a team comes together. Because we didn't see it yesterday on Sunday. Yeah. We certainly didn't on the defensive front. But today,
at
the Fanatic,
point.
We see it. So, Bob, what do you have?
I have it right here.
Let Jamie go.
I know. Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Yeah.
So our good friend Adam Schefter puts out an incredible tweet. You can hear Adam Wednesday at 8 a.m.
Okay.
Falcons are the first team since 1933 to lose a game despite scoring 39 points and having no turnovers, per Elias Sports Bureau. Up until Sunday, teams had been 440-0.
I saw that yesterday, and I thought, wow, of all the days for that to happen.
I know, right?
Uh-huh. Oh, and DK Metcalf had a touchdown pass reception last night. It was pretty awesome. And he can fly. And we have Jared Thayer
Whiteside. 440-0.
Yeah.
Falcons really know how to melt, man.
Yeah, that's true.
That's incredible.
Yes, that is.
Bob, what did you have?
Nah, there's really nothing good on this date in history, so I'll let you go if you want to.
Well, actually,
I knew
former Sixer Rick Mahorn celebrates a birthday.
Part of Thumb and Bump.
Huh?
I believe today's Bill Murray's birthday.
I think I saw that, too.
Have you seen Rick Mahorn lately?
No.
He's Thump and Bump now.
Wait.
He's got all them cakes.
Guys, speaking of cake, we have more. Hank Fraley's birthday.
Honey buns.
Happy birthday to him.
That's great.
And I'll stop looking.
Thank you, Pat. Great job, as always, with all the takes right there.
Please finish.
What do you mean?
Is all the takes.
Thank you.
I wish you no harm, but when you say it like that, I just want to...
You want to punch
him
in the face.
I want to vomit and jump out the window.
There's just something about your face that I just want to punch.
Yeah, no.
I don't know what it is.
I get that a lot. Mainly from people on Twitter.
Is there anything I do to work on that? No, I just want to punch
your face.
I want to punch aside your face for free.
Either you rearrange or I'll rearrange it for you.
There you go. Thank you very much there, Patrick.
I just realized that I spent about 6 hours with Egan yesterday because I did post-game show and he came in, watched the game. So we were together for a lot yesterday. Now today, not only do we do the show.
Oh, man.
We are all golfing together.
You got like 18 of your last 20 of your last 48 hours.
Right, I'm spending half of my life with Egan.
People, let me tell you about my best friend.
Coming up,
that's a show reference. You need a courtship of Eddie's father.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.